Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja. This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for spending the most valuable resource, your time, once again with me on the show. Super excited about today's podcast episode and the guest that I'm having on. But before we dive into the show, just a reminder, you can grab a copy of my new book, The 21 Best Cashflow Niches, Creating Wealth in the Best Alternative Cashflow Investments. You could grab it at cashflowninja.com/21niches. That's cashflowninja.com/21niches. There's over 800 episodes there, along with all of our tools, resources, and programs. And also just wanted to share that I put together a program with Swan Bitcoin, actually, for a lot of our community members. Folks have been asking about savings plans. How do I buy it? I don't have technical knowledge. I don't have the skill set. How do I do this? How do I buy crypto? How do I transfer it? Can make it, it's very, very simple at Swan Bitcoin. And it's also, you could start, you know, by putting away $100 a month. It's at swanbitcoin.com/cashflowninja. There's a free book there that you can download as long as with opening up an account, which will get you $10 in Bitcoin. So yeah, swanbitcoin.com/cashflowninja. My guest today is Dan Zatowski, guest on the show before. He always drops so much value every conversation we have. You can check out the past interviews I did with Dan at cashflowninja.com. Just put in Dan Zatowski. Dan, great to see you again, my friend.
You too. It's always awesome to see you. We have so much fun together, and it's just like-minded conversations at a high level. It's so cool. And I got to say, you know, this is I appreciate the book, and it's freaking one of the, it stays on top of my desk because I refer to it every day. We go back and I read a few pages of it, and I love it. So I just got to say, you said it, and it's right here. I love it. Great job.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, for new listeners that's not familiar with you and what you do, can you please just give a little bit of an overview of yourself, your background, and what you're up to these days?
Sure, I'd love to. We'll make it a little, that part quick. But I've been in the industry now 31 years. I've done everything in the real estate investing world, from wholesaling, fix and flipping, single family, multifamilies, storage facilities, mobile home parks, bought and sold hotels. We raise a lot of capital. So I raise capital from investors, providing better than average returns, investing in distressed assets. I've been a big note investor, non-performing first and second notes for about 17 years, really focus on first mortgages now and REOs. So we buy distressed debt and properties from the banks, direct from asset managers, with investor capital. And that's how we were able to provide investors better than average returns. We take those assets and we turn them into performing assets, high-end rental properties in emerging markets generally. And then we sell off those notes properties to investors becoming the bank. So we sell a finance or we hold as rental. So we have a pretty large portfolio of single family rental homes plus sell a finance notes, which we then could turn and we could either hypothecate or we could do partials. So we could return our investor money usually in 12 to 18 months. Where we're going now is we've been raising capital now for some groups, some medical groups, PPE type deals at a much higher level, much better. I got to be careful what I say, but much higher level, much better returns, quantitative type of risks. And we've really been pushing over the last year, year and a half, we've been pushing ourselves to levels that we've never been at before, which is so exciting. One of my coolest things, I think we were talking about pre-show, is this, I got my health back, you know, no, I'm on no medications, lost a ton of weight, got my life back, got, you know, crystal clear clarity, sleeping great, feel like a 20-year-old all over again. So that's pretty awesome right now. So that's helping my business out, just getting that going. But, COVID's opening up. So we're starting to speak again all over the US. We consult with businesses. We help businesses build their people, process, systems, and culture. Love doing that. We love mentoring. And with that, we opened, I think it's about 4 years ago now, we opened the Passive Wealth Academy, where we teach different parts of real estate investing, from raising private capital, subject to deals, building a rental portfolio, note investing. So we teach different facets of that at different times of the year. It's more customized. It's more of a a boot camp, a mastermind, a one-on-one. And we're looking forward to this spring, hopefully getting our back to our live event, doing our first live event in a couple of years on the East Coast. So that's a lot of exciting stuff happening. I guess I'm not too boring.
No, you're definitely not. And we did talk offline a little bit. I mean, it's been great. I mean, that you mentioned, you know, just the progress that you made everywhere, but especially like your health. I always said, you know, back in 2020, and you actually did a live stream with me. I did like a marathon live stream that day that you were part of. And of course, you provided so much value during that as well. But we spoke about that and we were like, listen, after a couple of years, people are going to say, I'm here in my life, whether it's with your health, whether it's with your family, or whether it's with your wealth, because of, you know, COVID. So you can make whatever excuse. You could be, you know, the business could be terrible, the health, the family, all that kind of stuff because of COVID. Or the health's great, the family's great, the business doing well because of it. So a lot of folks have you know, in our community too, seen it as a challenge, and it's been incredible to see the results and just incredible to see all the things that you've got going on. So it's fantastic. MC Lobshear, the creator of the Cashflow Ninja and Cashflow Coach at Producers Wealth, where we help our clients integrate infinite banking with their business and investments. To learn how you can create your own banking system to turbocharge your investments and business in 30 days or less, go to yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com.
Appreciate that. And it is. It really is fantastic. I'm blessed and I have a really good network, and I call it level up constantly. I'm doing it right now with that big deal I'm raising capital for. It's a little different than a real estate deal. It's working with healthcare organizations and companies, and it's a lot better type deal for myself. But it's the same thing. When COVID happened, I could have sat back and I really was like, you know, I took some time to really figure out what's going on and how the economy and the government can really control your life, right? They control your health. They can control your wealth. They can control your, you know, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. And I'm like, it scared me. Really, really did scare me. So when I first started, I said, you know what, I'm going to be a warrior. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to exercise all the time. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to do, and you know, it beat me up. And I never use COVID as an excuse. I don't use excuses for anything, right? You have a decision to make. You can either go about it and you can conquer that decision. You can conquer that issue, or you can let it be an excuse. And I coach football. I don't take excuses from the players. I don't take excuses from my kids. I played at a high level in competitively in football. Everything was tough. Nothing's easy. And to get over that, I was always told all those years, you know, you're not going to be big enough. You're not going to be fast enough. You're not going to be smart enough. You're not going to do this. I was always told that constantly. And I was always a little different than most. I was always able to achieve what people said I couldn't achieve. I mean, so when COVID happened, I stepped back and I said, it was just like 11 years ago, you know, when the banks stopped lending and hard money lenders stopped lending back then. That's when I swore at that point, I'll never base my business on hard money lenders or banks ever again. I mean, it's great to use them, but I'll never base my business on them. So I decided at that point, I'm going to learn how to raise private money the right way. And I did. And I raised over $30 million and I've used it well over $200 million in velocity over and over again. So I said the same thing with COVID. I said, what do we have to do now to take care of our business, where if this ever happens again, we're okay. That's one. What do we have to do now to take care of our health? So no matter what happens with the economy, what happens with government, what happens with, you know, foods, what happens with it, how do we take care of our health that we're okay? How do we not have to, sit back and wait for doctors to prescribe us medicines? I mean, the medical community is so fast to prescribe medicines. And I know we'll get off the sidetrack on the show a little bit, but you can either go to your doctor and doctor tell you, I'm putting you on medicine. You can say, okay, I'm just going to go to medicine because either that's the easy way out or I don't want to try. Or you can do what you have to do on your side to try not to be on medicines. Now, I say that, and I'm very careful in saying it, because there are some things you can't avoid. I mean, you have a thyroid issue, it's very tough to not be on a medicine. But if you have high, I'm going to say something like high blood pressure, triglycerides, high sugars, right? Those kind of, unless you're a certain diabetic where you're born with that, those are things you could try your best to get off that. But a couple of things I hear it now because I'm helping, you know, a lot of people since I got healthy and I lost so much weight and, you know, naturally, I didn't lose it because of a surgery. I didn't lose it with some crazy diet or anything. I mean, I lost it in the easiest way I think you can lose it. And I did it without the crazy doing something crazy, people are asking me how I did it. And I tell them kind of what you have to do. And I show them what you have to do. And I've heard things like, well, I don't want to do it because I have holidays coming up. I don't want to do it because it costs more money. And that's the one craziest thing for me, costs more money, right? And the first thing I think of is, well, it's cheaper now for me to do what I'm doing than it was eating what I was eating before. Two is, how much does medicines cost? And three is, if I told you right now you have 6 months to live, but if you pay me a certain amount of money, you can live that much longer. How much is that worth to you? So that's kind of, that's what we talk about. It's just a whole mindset, right? And when you hang out around different crowds in business, in life, things change. People have different mindsets. I don't ever think of something like, if I have a mentor, and I have two mentors in my life, right? And I pay over six figures a year in mentorship and events. When I have a mentor, I don't ever consider it a cost. I consider it an investment. So when you take care of your health, that's an investment too, right? Everything you should do in your life should be an investment. A cost is something you give money out and you get nothing in return.
Yep.
So like a car is a cost. Yes, you get a little bit of giggle, but eventually a giggle, I don't care which car you have, because I've had a lot of them. The giggle leaves 3 to 6 months later, a giggle's gone. You hear the room, 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 room. You know, when you start it up, the giggle will go away. But what can you do in your life? What decision are you going to make today that's going to make your life giggle forever? And that's kind of what you have to look at it. And that's how I did it. And then COVID, I really, you know, it's an intentional exercise you have to do. You can't just say, well, New Year's is coming, I'm making New Year's resolutions. Like, that's a junk. You know, I don't make New Year's resolutions. They're junk.
Yep.
I don't know anyone sticks to those New Year's resolutions. I decided that hardcore, when that doctor told me in May that I'm going to go on medicine if I don't fix things, I decided that I'm going to do it. I tried to do it. I didn't take it. I said, well, I'm going to lose weight. And then in the summer, I'm going to join myself. And then I'm going to go back to it. Well, the summer, I enjoyed myself. And I destroyed everything I did for 2 months. Then come the beginning of October, October 1st, I came back from a trip in Napa Valley. I went hardcore and I enjoyed it. I did it the right way and I enjoyed it. Now we're 2 months in and blood work is like a 20-year-old again. Weight's perfect. I mean, I still not at my goal weight, probably about 25, 30 pounds off. Sleeping like a baby, clarity beyond belief, laser focused. And, you know, weight loss is just a byproduct though, right? So it's just a byproduct. But I know we got it far, but we got through the whole COVID thing and that's really where it came to. What are we doing differently after COVID? Like, are we letting COVID beat us up or are we beating up COVID? And that's kind of how I'm at it.
Yeah, it's so many good points there. So one of the things that I share too is a human capital statement. So we all look at financial statements and we're like, oh, there's an income statement, there's a balance sheet, you know, that kind of stuff. But you also have to look at a human like capital statement. Where does your health fit in? That's your biggest asset. So it's that mindset like, oh, it costs too much money. It's like, oh, it costs too much money to invest in something that's going to pay me tenfold and in multiples much bigger than that. Over the course of my life, right? Give me more energy, make me more productive, make me more motivated, focused, excited, a better husband or spouse, or a better, a better dad, a better partner in your business, a better investor, and so forth. So that was the first thing that I thought about. It's like, yeah, I mean, that should be your number one investment. And then the other thing that I also wanted to say that you said too, oh, I don't like New Year's resolutions anymore. It's funny. There's the guy that writes he does like the Dilbert comics.
Okay.
Scott Adams. And Scott Adams said the one time, it's funny. I mean, obviously it's a marketing tactic, but it's like, you know, losers have goals. Winners have systems and processes. So it's to your point, just do it and then get the systems and the processes and implement and execute instead of just setting rosy targets and starting every year fresh. Oh, this is my New Year resolution. It's like, just do it. It doesn't have to start the new year. Just do it now. Wherever it is, just start, set your systems and your structures together and your processes and go and execute.
I mean, I can't tell you how many people have reached out to me since they've seen what I've done with the health. And I've been blessed to be able to help my coach help other people. Now, I didn't ever thought I would do that, but me being able to help her help my friends and my network get healthy is so cool. But I've had so many people hit me up and say they want to do something, but they've come with it as they do that, but they have the butt-itis, right? I want to get healthy, but, right? And when I look at it, almost every single person is on medicine for blood pressure, triglycerides, sugar. Those are the three main, I say. I mean, you have your people on for, you know, thyroid. You can't really do much about that part of it. But it's all they do is come with an excuse. Like, well, I'm not going to start now because the holidays. Like, why? Like that's just such, I just don't get that. Like, that's not a mindset I come by. When I'm ready, and that's why my motto, you'll see it. If you watch me on social media, I always say I'm all in, 2 feet in. And I'll ask people, are you all in? And anything you do, if you want me to mentor you in business, are you all in? If you're not all in, I'm not wasting my time. You want to get healthy? Are you all in?
Yep.
Don't put one toe in the water with me. It just doesn't work. It's not how I operate in my business.
Yep.
But anything I do, I am 2 feet in, right? I'm trying to do this deal, right? That we're talking about, this high-end deal with this, you know, PPE type deal. I'm all in. Like, I'm not playing games. I don't play around and test the waters. It's like, I'm all in. I need to get this done. It's not like, oh, I'm going to try and see if I can do it. No, it's, I do it. I don't play to lose. I play to win at everything I do. You know, I know.
Huge difference there too, by the way, playing to win versus playing to lose. Huge difference.
Not to lose. Right. Yeah. Playing not to lose.
Not to lose. Yeah. Playing not to lose.
We're watching football, right? Some coaches play for a tie. I play to win. I always play to win at life.
Yep.
I play to win at life with my wealth. And I did that. I played to win at life with my family. I did that. It wasn't like that. If you read the book, and you read my book, Passive yep. Prosperous, my why was, and I talk about it. You heard me speak it on stage about it. My why. Yep. I pretty much lost there almost everything. My wife, my kids. I wasn't playing to win family, my relationships. I won the relationships. I won my family. I played to win, right? Everything else, second best, that's number one for me, right? My wealth, I play to win. I won that. And now my health, I play to win. And I'm winning that. It's a struggle. It's not always easy, but I'm always going to, I win each day. I don't look next year. I look at, what can I do today? What can I do in the next hour? What can I do in the next, you know, in a week, in a month? That's how I play my games. And that's, you know, if you do that in life, I don't care what, whoever's listening, whatever you plan on doing in your business, if you break it down from where do I want to be in 5 years from now? What do I have to do in the next year to get there? What do I have to do in that month? What do I have to do in a week? What do I have to do today? What do I have to do to win that day today? And that's how I do everything in life. And that's why I win. And I'm not scared to say it. I don't feel like I'm being an ass telling you I play to win and I win, you know, and I don't hang out with people that lose. I just don't.
My friend Brian Page has created a cash flow machine generating over $100,000 in 6 months without owning any real estate. His system consists out of renting properties from property owners and renting them out on Airbnb. His system is so simplistic, it can be managed by virtual assistants and yet so effective and powerful that it predictably generates cash flow every month. Brian and I are hosting a webinar where he shares his system and how it generated over $100,000 in 6 months for him personally. You can access this life-changing webinar at cashflowninja.com/BNB. This is one of the greatest cash flow opportunities I've seen since I've started my podcast. Again, the URL is cashflowninja.com/BNB.
You're one of the guys that, you know, since I've met you a couple of years ago, it's like, Dan's the real deal. You do it when you say you're going to do something, or, you know, even like, you know, one of the things that you were mentioning too, that there's issues and obviously huge issues in government with anyone that values freedom, individual liberty, individual sovereignty, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you're like, I'm not going to wait for someone else. I'll throw my head in the ring and run and at least try to make a difference and get the message out there. So it's no, it's great to see, you know, you're one of those folks that practice what you preach. You don't wait for someone else to stick their hand up and go after it. You definitely do that.
And you're the same way. There's so many people out there that will tell you all they're going to do, right? You go to these so-called mastermind groups, right? Some, and I'm very careful on which groups I go to, who I speak for now. Because all, you know, you go to these groups and you speak and you try to help people out and they're telling you everything they want to do over and over and over again. But then you see them next year and they're still at the same place, right? What are you doing to get advanced? Like hold yourself accountable. And I always tell that to people, hold yourself accountable. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, probably have kids, right? I coach a lot of people. And when a kid goes up to a parent and the kid says to the parent, hey, dad, I want to be a professional baseball player, a professional football player. What does that father or mother say to that kid usually? Or I want to be a president of the United States. They usually tell them, oh, you can definitely do it, right? But your kids are, I always say this, your kids are watching you. So what do you want to do in life? So you want to be a great father. You want to be a great husband. You want to be a great grandfather. You want to be a great coach. You want to be, you know, financially secure. You want to be healthy. You want that. But why are you lying to yourself? Why aren't you doing it? Right? Think about that. Look in the mirror and be honest with yourself. And that's what happened. I looked in the mirror and I was honest with myself. It's very tough to do. So, and not a lot of people are going to be honest with you. Right? That's why you need a good mentor. And yep. I had that one story I was telling you about. I said, I was so excited. I hit the 50-pound mark and my blood work came back in the same week. My blood work came back excellent, like a 20-year-old. And I sent it to a buddy of mine in California that I used to work. One of my best friends now in California, he's a fitness trainer and a nutritionist. So this is all he does. And I was embarrassed. I didn't want to say anything to him, but I thought I was in pretty good shape because I was lifting heavy back up until May. And I was eating like two meals a day. And I thought I was okay. You look at yourself, you don't see that you're getting paid. For whatever reason, you don't see it. So I sent him a picture. I'm like, dude, check this out. This is me now, right? And my blood work is here, here, here. And he sends me back the other picture. I think I showed it to you. He sent me back the other picture. And he's like, thank God, because you looked terrible and sick when I saw you last spring. And I'm like, really? And it kind of hit me at home. I'm like, really? And why didn't you say anything? He's like, how do you tell somebody they look terrible? I'm like, man, I wish people would be more honest in this world, right? So then I'm at my friend's house yesterday, and he pulls out two pictures of me, and I couldn't believe what I look like in those pictures. I'm like, man, nobody says anything to anybody. But what, you know, the best person to be honest with is you. Be honest with yourself. Get in your mirror, look at yourself, and are you doing everything you like? Who are you? And I always ask people, who are you? And people like, they don't know how to answer that. I'm like, I dig deep. I peel that onion back. I'm like, who are you? Like who's Dan Zatowski? I know who I am. I know I'm a father, a grandfather, a friend, an uncle, a brother. I know everything I'm in. At the end, nothing in there says I'm a millionaire. That's not who I want to be. You know, and people are like, well, you're there already. So, and I understand that. And I'm careful about saying that to people. But who are you, right? Who are you really, right? And now I'm trying to become like this person that people could say, hey, I can get healthy too. Because if you could do it, I could do it. And if I could do it, I could change my life. I could be here another few years with my kids and my grandkids. I could walk my daughter down the aisle for our wedding. I don't have to be on this medicine that has all these crazy side effects. Like, so who are you? Like, get in front of the mirror and be honest with yourself. If nobody else is going to be honest with you, you be honest with yourself and figure out who you are, who you want to be, and just really figure it out. Because, man, I cannot tell you how many people have reached out to me. Hundreds. If you look at, I just did a Facebook post. I think there was like 350 or 60 comments, like 500 something like likes, right? People want to be healthy. There's nobody, if you ask anybody in this world, do you want to be healthy? Nobody's going to say no. If you ask people, do you want to be wealthy? Almost all of them are going to say yes. Well, but when you put something out there to help them, why don't they do it? Because they don't value themselves enough. They don't think they're worth it. So get in front of a damn mirror and be honest with yourself, because nobody else will be honest with you. Unfortunately, in this world today, can't be honest with you because you probably get offended. But be honest with yourself. We can't be Archie Bunker in this world anymore. Be honest with yourself. Figure out who you want to be and what are you willing to do to get there, all right? What are you willing to do to be where MC is? What are you willing to do to be where Dan is right now, where I'm loving life? I'm loving the family I have, loving the relationship I have with my wife and my kids and my grandson. I'm loving the relationship I have with my friends. I'm loving everything in my life that I've gone with me. I'm loving my inner circle, my network, the people that challenge me, the people that, you know, like you brought up something in a show earlier about crypto. Like that's like beyond belief for me. Like I feel like the dumbest person in the room. And I love being the dumbest person in the room. Like I'm learning it now because I know it's out there and I know I have to learn it and I know I got to figure it out. But some people are like, oh, I don't want to learn it. It's just too tough. Well, that's just copping out. That's taking the easy way out. Like learn it, figure it out. There's enough going on out there. You can learn it. So whatever it is you want, I'm not going to tell you on this show today. I mean, we've done shows before. I've taught people how to create passive income, be in the bank. I mean, if they follow that, there's no way they can't be successful. I've taught people how to raise private money. There's no way they can't raise private money learning that. I think this show is really geared on, we're coming to the end of the year, and I know we're going to have a lot of New Year's resolutions. And I hope this hits home for people. I really do. I hope it hits home whatever's important to you. you just become honest with yourself. And that should really, I guess, most titling the show, just freaking be honest with yourself. Look in the mirror and see what's staring back at you. Because you can tell your kids what you want to tell them, but I'll tell you what, those kids watch. They have eyeballs. They're smart, you know? And I tell you how it happened to my student and his kid. I asked him, and I said, what does your kid want to do? We were talking about it. He said, my kid wants to be a Major League Baseball player. And I said, what'd you tell him? And I told him he could be whatever he wants to be. And I looked at him. I said, why would you lie to him? And he didn't know how to answer me. I said, why would you lie to him? What do you want to do? And he told me all the things he wants to do. I says, why aren't you doing it? You can be whatever you want to be. It's real easy, right? It's really just give advice. But how easy is it to take your own advice? And I said, if he wants to be a professional baseball player, why isn't he outside hitting at least 100 balls a day and throwing so much a day? Why isn't he doing it? Why aren't you having him do it? Why is he sitting in front of the TV playing video games? That's not going to get him there. I says, why aren't you picking up the phone and making 100 phone calls to sell it? You want to be a real estate investor. Why aren't you picking up the phone and making calls? Why aren't you building a team? Why aren't you building a system? Why aren't you picking up the phone yourself? You're sitting there hoping and praying it works. Just like hoping and praying the weight comes off, or you hoping and praying that maybe God's going to come down and take you off those medicines.
Yep.
God loves you, but he wants you to do the work yourself.
Absolutely. It reminds me, our tagline of the show, of the Cashflow Ninja, is live your freedom, live your legacy today on your own terms. And the reason why I put in there live your legacy is everybody talks about leaving a legacy. And I've always, and that's why we're so in sync, I've always been like, don't leave a legacy, live it. Show your kids how you live, because they learn by observing. So pretty much, you know, we're on the same page.
Well, you say it. You got to speak to one of my kids. You say it. My kids, like, they watch what I do, and they just do their own thing. And
yep.
And we lead by example, man. We could talk till we're blue in the face. Our kids won't listen to us. They watch. They watch what you do, and they do it. They emulate what you do. And I see it now I have two older kids, and my youngest is, you know, she just became, you know, she's a senior in high school. But I watch what they do, and they have it, man. They have it. Not because I talk to them, because you talk, it goes in one ear out the other. I'm telling you. But they watch your actions every single day. Every single day. In fact, my youngest daughter, she's seen what I'm going. She's pretty healthy anyway, an athlete herself. She always liked being healthy. But now she's like really, really like understanding, like, because she asked me questions about carbs and sugars and fats and proteins. And now she's like getting into it. And she's back. She's at the gym herself because her field hockey season just ended. She's getting into it. And it's like, I could have told her all day long, you need to be healthy. You need to be healthy while I'm eating chocolate cake, right? But she's watching what I do, and she's understanding. And it's pretty cool. It's really cool to see your kids, like, because, you know, dad and mom know nothing, right? We can talk to a blown face. We know nothing. Yeah. But when they see you doing what you do, so you walk the walk rather than just talk the talk. It means a lot. So if nothing else out of the show, I think if people learn that they all need to be honest with themselves, because everybody's lying in something, whether it's their family relationships, whether it's their wealth, whether it's their health, they're lying to themselves. I can guarantee you almost 100% of people out there lie to themselves about something, right? They say they're a great husband. Meanwhile, they're a terrible husband. They say they're a great father. Meanwhile, they don't spend any time with their kids, true quality time with their, they can say they're healthy, but they're sitting there, you know, drinking beer and eating pizza on Sundays, every Sunday, because it's their cheat day. I love it. The cheat day. That's the funniest one, right? We have a cheat day. Or they're talking about, you know, increasing their wealth. What are they doing to increase their wealth? They're still doing transactional business instead of creating passive income. So they're lying to themselves. And if they look in the mirror and get honest with themselves, like you've done, and I know I've done it, it's humbling, right? It really is humbling. You'll probably start crying if you do it the right way. And figure out who you are. Who are you as a person? Who do you want? I learned this from one of my mentors. He made me do this exercise once. It was the hardest exercise to this day I've ever done. And it's the hardest exercise I make my students do. And my wife wouldn't even do it. We had to do it together. And he says, when you're done today, you have to come back tomorrow. You have to write your eulogy has to be written out. Write your eulogy. If you could do it without crying, you're probably faking it. All right. Or you're just dialing it in. Write your eulogy. What would they say? What would people say about you? Now, what would your kids say? What would your family say? What would your friends say about you? A eulogy. And is that who you want to be known as? Now, if they come out, I'm not actually going to tell you the answer, but, you know, just write it. I think everyone on the show should take time, whenever you're watching this, take tonight, if you're married, get your spouse to do it with them, right? Each of you do it yourselves. and then share it with each other. And my wife, honestly, she wouldn't do it. She just wouldn't do it. She's like, I can't do this. That's how hard it was. I did it, and I was tearing up, tears coming down the whole time I wrote it. It was terrible, absolutely terrible. I couldn't put anything in there worth anything. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, if you're going to be honest, once again, you got to do everything honestly. If you're going to be honest, read it. Honestly, what would people say about you if they were standing at your funeral talking about you? Who is MC Loucher, you know?
Yep.
And all they come up with is he's a great podcast host. Is that really what MC wants to be known as to his family, right? Who is he, right? If his kids turn around and he said, my dad was great, you know, he wrote a great book, Cashflow Ninja. He was a great podcast host. He was a great, he did great, you know, life insurance policies for Infinite Bank. If he was great at that, that's what he wants to be known as. And that's kind of where my, I'm telling you, because I'm being honest, I'm humbly being honest with the group here. That's where mine was. It was talked about how much money I made, how many deals I did, how many people I've helped do deals. That was my, that's really all I could come up with. I couldn't come up with being a great husband, a father, a friend, uncle, brother, son. I was none of those things. So it's humbling, man. I'm getting goosebumps talking about it now because I remember it. But I challenge you all to do that. Honestly, to do it, not just to dial in and see where that takes you. And that'll be the rocket ship. That's better than right now, your goals, right? That'll be the rocket ship for your goals, if it's a goal, right? If you want to play goals and then change who you are, get in front of that mirror and say, I don't care. Draw a line, as my other mentor says, draw a line in the sand, step over the line and say, this is my time. This is my time.
Yep.
You know, draw that line in the sand, step over that damn line and say, this is my time.
Life settlement investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the $1 billion blueprint followed by institutional investors. And if you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements.
I can relate to that. You know, I've talked about the focus of a concept of life equity, where everybody's so focused on financial equity that we completely leave out the life equity, you know, like relationships, family, and so forth. And to your point, when you make life equity a priority and the focus is on that, it amplifies everything else. You know, yeah, like this past year, I've basically taken a month off. I never thought that was possible, you know, taking a month off, working 4 days a week, never thought that stuff would be possible, but I created a system with structures in place to make it possible and to lead where the focus needs to be on life. And because of that, then it amplifies the other areas, like you're saying, then all of a sudden it gives life to all the other things that follows from that. And it gives it meaning too, right?
It really does. Cause when you pass one day, you know, you go to the next phase of life, you know, whatever that may be for you, whatever you believe in, you know, you can't take your wealth with you, right?
Yep.
You can't take your wealth with you. So, you know, so many people are focused on their wealth 100%, and that's it. And they don't focus on anything else, which I believe out of three pillars, that's probably the least. And I carefully say that to people because they say, well, you already have it. So you can say that. It's not true. I say it because without your health and without your relationships, what is wealth, right? It's like, you know, three pillars. I call it the three pillars. You need wealth, you need relationships, and you need health. If you don't have any of those, something's going to fail. So yeah, you can't go out there and be poor and homeless. And that's a little, so people will throw that at me, but you know, we take it to extremes, but you know, no matter how much wealth you have, if you don't have health and you don't have relationships, it's not going to be well. If you have wealth and relationships, but you don't have health, you're going to be in a hospital bed all the time, taking medicines and being on oxygen or whatever that is. That's not going to be good either.
Yep.
So you have the health and the relationships, but you have no wealth, no money. It could be good. I mean, because others could provide for you. It could be okay. So that's why I say wealth to me is the least important.
I've seen, and I think you're the lesson for our listeners and audiences to the balanced scorecard, because mm-hmm. I've seen folks that have, they focused on just the one piece of the scorecard and they're miserable. It's to your point. They get to a stage in their life, you know, in their early 60s, and there's millions of dollars in the bank and a very large portfolio, but they're miserable. They're miserable. Yeah. And because the health and the relationships wasn't there. So you know, there's no one at the mountaintop to enjoy this with an even high five, right?
There's some big names. I don't want to mention their names. I mean, I don't want to, people, everyone knows them. That's how big their names are. But they're very wealthy. And one person, kids hate them, absolutely hate them. Publicly have gone online and said they hate them. Another one is very wealthy. I mean, these are names that everybody would know if I said them. I'm just not going to say anything on the show, but let people do. The other one literally says, he says if he spends 4 hours a week with his kids, it's too much because he should be taking those 4 hours extra and do more business. And what's his, like, what is his eulogy going to sound like? You know, kids are going to take the money and be like, Dad, thank God Dad died. He left us a lot of money, you know? So it's, like, think about that. I mean, what do you, maybe you want that. I don't know. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's not right for me. I'm not saying right. Like I said, I'm not, just like politics, I don't tell people it's right or wrong. I say what's right for me, right? That's not right for me, right? That, to me, that's not cool. I know, once again, it reverts back to who's MC Loucher, who's Dan Zatowski, right? That's who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? And if those two people wrote their eulogy down saying that, well, then they reached it. They reached their goals. And right. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's wrong for me, and I know it's wrong for you. That's why we align so well.
Absolutely, my friend. Any comments as you're going in from shifts you're making in your business, some planning, strategy, and tactics you can share with our audience?
Yeah, definitely. I know in the real estate, let's talk about the real estate world. Because most listeners probably are in the real estate world on this podcast right now. I know that everyone's talking about, you know, they had this crystal ball. When's the market going to change? When's it going to flop? What's going on? And I stay away. I stay out of all that stuff. I stay all that minutia going on, right? I'm a data guy. I'm a numbers guy. Everything for me is like hardcore facts. So back, I would say about, we're talking about August. In August, right? So I'll compare it. In 2010, there was 2.3 mortgages in default, right, at that time, which we know what happened back in that time, right,
yep.
2007, 8, 9. But it was 2.3 mortgages in default in 2010. Back about 6 months in August, so what do we know, right, when the show's going on with it, end of November, so about 4 months in. Right now, there was in August, there was 10.1 million mortgages in default right now. Now, to say that they're truly in default is hard. We can't really say that because a lot of people are not truly in default. They're just taking advantage of the no payment because of COVID going on. So, but in my local area, I did speak to the short sale negotiator in his local area this month. And she said right now they're working on over in this county. So the whole state of Delaware is 930,000 people. In my county is about 500,000, not even 400 something thousand. So they had over 2,000 mortgages in deferment right now that they're working. That's a lot. That's a lot. So what's coming, right? I'm very in tune with what's going on in emerging markets. So what I do is I stay laser focused. I'm not a cyclical buyer. I know there's people on your show, very smart people. You have Stetch on show, him and his son. They buy it like they're experts. They know exactly when that market's going to boom, and they know when it's going to drop. And they're like stockbrokers. They'll buy at the low, they'll sell at the high, and they kill it. They crush it. I don't play in that game because I'm not that good at hedging the market like that. I stay very steady. I like steady investments because I raise capital for my investors. So I stay in emerging markets. Emerging markets are a lot of job growth, right? So no matter what happens in the economy, those jobs are still going to be able to pay rent, right? That $15 to $20 an hour is going to be able to afford rent. So I don't, when I say that, you know, the Amazons, the Walmarts, the factor automakers, the factory, UPSs, FedExes. You look where an Amazon plant is opening up right now. It's probably a decent place to buy real estate, right? Because when your rent is, you know, $800 to $1,200 a month, they can afford rent at $15 to $20 an hour. Those are the areas like the Californias, the New Yorks, the Philadelphia, the Chicago. I'm talking about in good quality areas, Chicago's. Those areas I try to stay out of. Because they're very high priced, Seattle, Oregon, they're very high priced. Because I like to be in blue to white collar area, like B to A area, those areas. I don't like to go into like, you know, drug infested, crime infested areas because the numbers look better on paper. You just don't see it. So I stay in those areas, right? And I stay laser focused. And I tell people I stay kind of boring in the real estate because it works for me. It works for the people I raise capital. I want to make sure that the way I do my deals, I can get those investors their returns back. You can never guarantee that, but you always get that. I know I'm never going to have an issue getting their returns back. And I'm always going to have potential tenants buying that need properties, all right, for job growth. So that's kind of where I stay there. But I also, you know, you got to level up. I have ability now to invest in some pharmaceutical companies, some PPP deals with some pretty cool backing by banks. Banks are backing these up. And I learned a lot about SBLCs, which is almost a guarantee. You can't guarantee anything in real estate, but from a bank, it's a guarantee from a bank that they will fund those deals. So once you start playing at a higher level and you play with investors that have a lot more money, you could do deals like that. And the returns are even better. So that's where I'm taking my business to in 2022, God willing. I'll always be doing real estate, but I'm going to start playing at, I need to start playing at higher levels. I need to start playing with investors that are ready to invest some serious money in our deals. And hopefully in 2022, we do our next syndication. That's the plan. And it'll be a syndication for investing in like PPE type deals. Because I see that at least for the next 3 to 4 years, with all the variants coming out, all the hospitals, all the healthcare issues happening, no hospital's going to say, oh, we don't need any more PPE gear, right? We don't need any more gloves, no more masks. So when you have something like that that happens, you have to get involved and you have to get in with the right companies and the right operators. And that's what we've been doing. So we spent a lot of the last year really researching, meeting, due diligence, speaking with attorneys, speaking with banks, speaking with healthcare companies and saying, okay, this is what's coming out. You know, take advantage of what's coming out in the industry. Don't fight it. Take advantage of it and make a change. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm excited about it. And I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm nervous because it's something like outside, but it's like the crypto stuff. It's nervous, right? But I'm excited about learning something new. I always want to be the dumbest person. And that's my goal.
Yeah, it's trend. Like it's very much on trend. You know, there are things that are very much on trend. And like you said, that it's going to go on for a while. So there's going to be a lot of people needed. So it's definitely with the time and capitalizing on the trends, the same way, you know, crypto is the trend is accelerating, like the PPE trend. There's energy sectors where there's lots of opportunities and so forth too. So interesting stuff, my friend. Where can folks learn more about you? Where can they follow you and stay informed of all these many, many things that you're involved with?
That's awesome. Yeah, they could definitely. I always like to give away stuff when I'm speaking at a podcast. They can go. I can give away my free cheat sheet to them, so they all get a gift for being here. Just go to passivewealthacademy.com/42K. So passivewealthacademy.com/42K. They follow me on social media. The group page is Become a Real Estate Investor with Dan Zatofsky. Try to put a lot of my real estate stuff in there. And you know, if they have any questions and they want to hit me up personally, feel free to share my email address with them, dan@zatofskycapitalmanagement.com. I do try to personally myself, that's an email I monitor myself. And I try to personally get back to every single person with questions they might have. And I'm glad to help. One of the biggest things in my vision is I love to serve. So who's Dan Zatofsky? One of the things is I serve others. And that's how I love to serve. I love to serve others that want to help themselves. So
awesome. Awesome, my friend. This has been a blast as usual. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your knowledge and your insights with my audience. Appreciate you.
I love it. Thanks so much for having me on. It's always an honor and a blessing to be on with you, brother. Appreciate you.
Awesome. And thank you for you, the listener, spending your most valuable resource, your time once again with me on the show. Remember to grab a copy of my new book, The 21 Best Cashflow Niches, Creating Wealth in the Best Alternative Cashflow Investments, available at cashflowninja.com/21niches. That's 21 niches. And then also for those folks that want to start their Bitcoin savings plan, go to swanbitcoin.com/cashflowninja to grab your $10 worth of Bitcoin and help you start a savings plan. Appreciate everyone. Until next time, live infinitely.
Take care, guys.
presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.